Chair Janet Yellen is reportedly easing investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Of the Bob Tuscan Show, Steve Starr sitting in for the, the resting but absent Bob Tuscan. But as usual, on Wednesday nights, we have the War Room with Doug Owen, and I have twisted his arm for one more segment. And he's going to give us one more segment analysis and some things, of course, that he does with his website, blacklistednews.com. You can listen to his podcasts, his radio shows, read the website, and you better stay up to date with it because things change very quickly there. He covers a lot of news. So, Doug, where were we going to go? Oh, the list. We have some gossip for you now. The list of
everybody
all
wants
the...
to be on the list. By the way, can get the newsletter. Get the newsletter, go there, follow us on Twitter. All of that on the right-hand side of blacklistednews.com. Very intuitive, very easy to use. If you go to the right-hand side, if you want the podcasts on any form or format, free of charge, easy to get, and you can do it right on the right side of blacklistednews.com. Now, Glenn Greenwald, this is the biggest revelation yet, and I don't know if this is going to be, you know, DOA, dead on arrival, or deaf on people's ears. It's going to be interesting. Yeah. And, he's going to list U.S. citizens that the NSA spied on. So most of what the establishment's claim has been is that these are legitimate targets. The NSA is not arbitrarily spying on American citizens or going after targeting political people on the red list, if you will. That these are legitimate security concerns. So what concerns maybe some people in the establishment is whose names are on this list. Because the American people have pretty much allowed the government to do away with the Constitution for the past decade because they are fighting terrorists. And there's a reasonable amount of, leniency that average people have because they have confidence and faith that the government is doing the right thing and trying its best to keep us safe. They need these tools to do so. People think that. I mean, that's the argument. That's the claim. That's not what Steve or I believe, but that is there in a lot of people's perspective on spying and pushing the boundaries of the Fourth Amendment and your right to privacy over the need to protect the nation. So what happens when we find out that it's actually dissidents? It's Occupy Wall Street. It could be Steve Allen. It could be Doug Owen. It could be, who knows, producers at RBN. Anybody that the government deems to be a dissent or to be a terrorist threat. And of course, what does that even mean these days and how the legal definition has been used in pretty – how would you put it? In pretty piss poor proportions and has allowed for the killing of American citizens without due process. I mean, I could go on.
Yeah. It's all about keeping us safe, and it's all about just trusting your government, essentially. Trust your government. Here's the thing about your rights. Yeah.
We were talking about we judge this by the reaction. We judge it by, you know, Edward Snowden, the revelations, by what it actually, the actual impact, the actual result. So my question to you is, if the American people find out that the government, the NSA, is actually just spying on you and I and other people that they would consider to be within their own rights, just speaking their own mind and using their First Amendment rights, does that change? Does that change the political perspective or the perception in, you know, the average American's home? Does that change the conversation? Because now we see the government isn't going after terrorists. They're actually going after dissent.
I think it does. I think it has a very big impact. I mean, because as you said before, even though our audience, and I compliment our audience, Doug, our audience is very well aware of the fact that silence is not golden in this situation, that we need to speak out. We need to identify what's going on. But as you pointed out, a very large group of the American public are still under this post 9/11 hypnosis. It's kind of like, you know, I've used this expression before. I'm sure there were people who worked on the Manhattan Project many years ago that did nothing more than empty trash, but still won't talk about it, Doug. You know what I mean? Because people have this idea that loose lips sink ships. I'm working for the government now. I'm important. I don't talk. I don't tell anybody. I just watch sports. You know, I mean, it's that kind of an attitude among a lot of people, which is really lackadaisical. And, I mean, some people give up in resistance and thinking, of course. Other people are really buy into this authoritarian idea, as you said. So, yes, has it had an effect? Absolutely, because there is a polarization among the public right now between people who are saying, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute with all of this. Where's all this money going with the banks? Has anybody bothered to actually examine what's happening with trillions of dollars? What happened on 9/11? Let's take another look at this. What about the election fraud? You know, I mean, I'm rattling on and on because I want to get back to you about it. But yes, absolutely. There's a dichotomy of ideologies that are separating here between what's really happening and people recognizing that and people who are refusing or planning to stay in ignorance and don't want to take responsibility, which is their number one obligation to the Pledge of Allegiance, to preserve the Republic. This is their obligation. It's not to pay taxes and salute, you know, the Army and the Navy and our veterans or support our war efforts. It's to challenge, question, and hold government accountable. That's what it means to be an American. But anyhow, I spot it off. Go ahead, Doug.
No, I mean, I could have said it better myself. I think that when we look at what makes America exceptional, it is the Bill of Rights. It is the balance of power and the ability for people to unshackle themselves from an unjust and rogue government. Now, whether that could actually happen and whether you would ever be able to use that apparatus against the government, I mean, you know, I think that's it's a kind of a misnomer. It's, you know, anybody that really tried to, you know, decide that the government was acting out in a bad way, take it back, would be deemed a terrorist immediately and probably would be spied on by the NSA. Anybody that wants to see regime change in the ranks of the Congress and Senate is probably on Glenn Greenwald's list of who knows how many. I mean, we have over 1 million people. It's 1 in 300 that are on the terrorist watch list. And that's just one ridiculously bloated and silly list. So
now, where do we get the list? Can they go to Blacklisted News and get it there? Is that what you're saying?
No. I was talking about the terrorist watch list, you know, when you get on a plane. I mean, you know, if your name is Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, you're probably not going to be getting a Delta flight today.
You might be
sitting next to the air. You'll be sitting next to the air marshal and getting the double dose of radiation from the nudie scanner. Yeah, but So I think that it's going to be interesting. It's kind of a saga. It's a little bit of a soap opera, especially for people like you and I and a lot of the listeners that are privacy advocates and believe that my business is my own and the government's business is my business too. They need to be, I don't need to be transparent to government nearly as much as government needs to be transparent to the people, because the decisions I make in my own finances, pretty minuscule. The amount of money that I have to pay in taxes, it's not going to buy you a missile anytime soon. The amount of power and money that people in the halls of power wield, that needs to be transparent. So I think that people have they've gotten conned to this idea that, you know, we should be open books to the government. Why don't we have anything to hide? We have to change that mantra and get the people to think, why should the government have anything to hide?
Absolutely. Very good point. Blacklisted News, author, commentator, Doug Owen, been with us.
Thanks.
Tuscan Show.
Woo.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back to the final hour of the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr's riding shotgun in here and riding along with you on RBN for the rest of the program tonight, filling in for Bob. And, hey, it's going to have some open lines, I guess, and we'll also take some comments if you got a chance to listen to Doug Owen, our special guest, on Wednesday nights with War Room Wednesday. You can visit his website, blacklistednews.com, and you can get on his mailing list. I think, I'm going to have to do that. I meant to do that before, but I want to get those updates because he puts a lot of information out there and keeps you up to date with a lot of the information you need to know and I need to know in the alternative media. And, of course, you know, as you've listened to him, he's very articulate on specific details. So your thoughts, your comments are always welcome here. 800-313-9443 is the number. Love to hear from some people who don't call, have never called us. If you're out there and you've listened to RBN for quite a while or you've listened to this show maybe and haven't called us, we'd love to hear from you. I'm glad to hear what you have to say, and we kind of enjoy doing the show with you and your comments, of course, and, just keep it clean because we are on radio and on affiliates, and people are listening all over the country, both on air and online and on satellite and on the phone and on archives. And I'll tell you, these programs, sometimes they just keep going. And I'm amazed at how many people actually do listen to our broadcasts and the growing audience that we have here at RBN. If you want to help RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can get in touch with the entire community. We have a great lineup, Ben Swan, Michael Rivero, so many other great commentators and hosts and people like that, and, of course, John Stadmiller and so many others. We're glad to be here. It is a privilege and an honor to speak to you, ladies and gentlemen, and I take it very seriously, so I'm glad to fill in for Bob when I get a chance to. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I join Bob. The show runs from 10 o'clock to 1 Eastern. That would be 9 to midnight Central, 8 to 11 in Mountain Time where I am. And you folks out on the West Coast, who, I mean, you're always there in the late part of the show, 7 to 10 your time. So we're glad to be with you. And I will be taking calls, and let's see. Well, we were talking about a lot of things. Edward Snowden, we've talked about the whole situation in Ukraine. We broke that down, of course. It's ongoing. It's ongoing. A number of other things that I saw recently, you know, presented in the news, of course, and they keep referring to Assad in Syria as the dictator Assad, you know. I mean, even though there was election processes going on there, and of course, you know, the Assads have been in generational power, if you like, almost like a monarchy. It's like they remember when they talked about the dictator Saddam Hussein? The dictator Saddam Hussein, the dictator Gaddafi, Muammar Gaddafi, the dictator Assad, you know. I mean, it's always the adjective that the mainstream news media uses whenever somebody's on the wrong side of U.S. American policy. And so these are the way they could refer to also Putin as the dictator Putin, you know, if they like. Of course, even though Putin, you know, interchanged his position with Medvedev, who was there for a little while, then Putin's back again, of course. And people vote these folks in and out, whether you agree and certify the election processes by which they take power. We do find out that they are, in most cases, elected by popular vote. And so, but we refer to them as dictators when we don't like them. Okay, that's what the news media does. They implant that adjective, that bad word, if you like, the dictator, before any person who happens to be in an opposition. And yet they never talk about the dictator Obama, or the dictator John Kerry, or the dictator George W. Bush, or the other dictators who have basically ripped up the Constitution, this republic, which is a government of we the people, and emplaced in its existence now an oligarchy of we the corporations and we the banksters and we the people who decide who we want to spy on and direct. You know, it's really interesting, as I mentioned before, I saw in the news that they had the celebrations of the graduations of West Point and Air Force Academy cadets today as they're commissioned as officers and go on into the military. And, you know, I saw these young people, and they're very bright, of course. You have to be to go to West Point or Air Force Academy or Annapolis or one of those places. And, you know, with their whole lives ahead of them, wearing uniforms and, of course, the commander-in-chief or Joe Biden. Joe Biden mentioning the New World Order in his speech. Barack Obama telling them that they're going to be the first generation that won't be going to Afghanistan because, of course, he's going to be scaling down our operations in Afghanistan now. That's now that we've won the war, I guess, right? Whatever we went there to fight or whatever we went there to do, we've accomplished, and people are still wondering about all that, of course, you know. But these are going to be the first people who will engage in the next round of where we are going to protect America, to protect our safety. I really wonder, and again, you know, I've had a lot of feelings about the armed forces recently. And we've had some people who have come on, who've called in, and, you know, they've been involved in their service to the country, at least believing that what they were doing at that time was a part of our standards, a part of our community service, a part of our obligation, a part of our necessity, if you like, to protect our way of life. That's why they were there. And I don't have any disrespect for those people. I come from a family of people who've been in the military. I won't go into my pedigree, but my dad was a Marine officer in World War II and trained troops at Pendleton in Korea. You know, I go all the way back, and I think some of you may have heard me say before that I found out just recently I had a very distant, direct relative, same last name as mine, who was at Valley Forge with Washington's troops many years ago, and at Yorktown. So I have no disrespect. I don't mean any disrespect to the people who have really, they have really laid down their lives and their goals, their ambitions, their directives. And of course, you know, military can be a very lucrative career and a very advancing career for a lot of people too, as well. But these people have put their lives on the line for this thing that we used to call the Republic of the United States of America. And today, when I see these young people, when I saw these speeches that were being made, and I thought about what's going on with the vets and everything like that, I'm going, what kind of a disaster has this turned into where people would want to join the military at this point with a commander-in-chief like Barack Obama? I'm not trying to say that we should abandon the security of our nation, friends, by any means. And that I don't mean any disrespect for people who have taken upon themselves the task of, defending this country. I'm very strong in the defense. But I am questioning the motives of where this is all going and why people would still support it, especially when you see the way we've treated our vets here and what's going on with that. We've been talking about missing in action, MIAs. We've been talking, missing and intentionally abandoned, MIA, you know. We've been talking about the way people have been mistreated, the suicide rates, the post-traumatic stress, the readjustments, the injuries, everything that people have come away with. And what do we have to show for it? Problems in the Ukraine? Disaster in Benghazi? You know, the whole situation with the vet hospitals and this economy unable to take care of the people who have paid dearly to keep these kinds of services in operation or to provide for themselves and their family in the aftermath of this disastrous policy. It's hard for me to believe that, well, I guess there used to be an old saying, you know, what if they had a war and nobody showed up? You know, what if they had a war and nobody came? You know, I mean, to me, it's almost like, you know, after World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, you remember the Balkan War, you remember these various invasions that took place, the initial Gulf War, and then the invasion of Iraq in 2003 following 9/11. I mean, what have we learned? What have we learned in this country? It is quite a question and a disturbing issue, if you ask me. So that is one topic. Just one topic. I know I'm being redundant to those of you who listen in, but I am venting some of your feelings, I hope, the same things that you are noticing as well. And if you are noticing these things, friends, I want you to understand you're not alone. There are a lot more of us than you think, and a lot more people are coming to the conclusion, slow, they don't wake up early, you know, some of these people. But people are coming around to the conclusions about what's going on, and we are finding out and getting on top of the things. And we want to, continue to, especially in light of the veteran scandal and Memorial Day and everything that's happening right now with the incursion of more military activity that seems misguided, misdirected, and as lost as the entire Vietnam War scandal was years and years ago after so many years, this is where we are again today. Deja vu. Who would have thought it could never happen again within the span of a generation? And yet it has. So that's what I'm talking about for a little bit. Your phone calls are certainly welcome. We're going to come up on a break, get back in the second half hour, final half hour of the show. I'll be hanging around waiting to hear what you have to say if you have any thoughts. If not, you get to hear from me. How do you like that? On the Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed,
seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Tuscan Show continues here in the final half hour for Wednesday. And Steve Starr is here riding shotgun and riding in and riding out the storm with you. Very interesting stories here. And this is from the mainstream, of course, but it's a pretty good trade, a trading environment, scopic. What do you call it? Well, it's an outlook. Let's call it that. Goldman's Kahn, that is Gary Kahn, says inactive trading environment is abnormal. But wait a minute. Well, volume is very low right now, friends, on the market is what he's talking about here. Even though the Dow and the S&P have been setting records lately, okay? Let's read the story here. You get the entire gist of it. This is by Michael J. Moore from Bloomberg, okay? And this was Bloomberg News published May 28th. It, by Michael J. Moore, this story reads, Goldman Sachs Group Incorporated President Gary Kahn said low volatility and interest rates that are holding in tight ranges have resulted in a, quote, abnormal trading market.
Really?
Quote, the environment for all the firms is quite difficult right now, Cohn, 53, said. An investor conference in New York was where this statement was made. He says, quote, what drives activity in our business is volatility. If markets never move or don't move, our clients really don't need to transact, right? Okay, yeah, if something, prices don't change, go up or down, there's not a lot of selling, right? Well, Citigroup Incorporated Chief Financial Officer John Gersbach, 60, said, 60 years old, said yesterday, why did they put these ages in here? I don't know. Anyhow, John Gersbach said yesterday that second quarter trading revenue could fall as much as 25% from year earlier levels. And J.P. Morgan Chase & Company estimated a 20% drop earlier this month. Cohn stopped short of forecasting the decline of the New York-based Goldman Sachs Incorporated. But he says, quote, we think at the end of the day, it's economic in nature. Cohn said this in the cause of a lower client volume, quote, we don't have a clear vision of economic growth or lack of growth. Well, I thought the stock market was hitting record highs. Even the S&P has been up over 1,900. And yet, what he's saying here is that even though it seems like the stock market is doing better and better than ever before, the volume is not really moving based on volatility because of, quote, low interest rates and the Federal Reserve's program of quantitative easing, which have resulted in reduced volatility. Reduced volatility. Cohn pointed out to the Chicago Board Operations Exchange Volatility Index, a gauge of U.S. stock volatility known as the VIX, which is trading 40% below its historical average. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note traded over the past 3 months in its narrowest band in 35 years, Cohn said. There's no money to be made in savings, friends. As you probably know, I remember when they used to have like stone walls outside of banks, you know, or big twirling luminescent neon signs that said 4.25%, 4.25%. That used to be the stalwart of a savings account. Try to get a savings account at even 0.5% right now. You can't do it. There's no money in the saving in the bank. You know, what we're talking about is such low interest rates on loans that are artificial. You know, because they're great loans if you can get them. You know, great if you can find them, you know. But there's no money in interest, in loaning and interest, so there's no money in savings, right? The banks don't really have money to loan out right now because they have it all parked in the Federal Reserve. That's where a good portion of, what is it, something like $2 trillion is parked away and not being used at all right now because the Fed is paying a guaranteed rate at this point, which is better than taking a risk for the banks to be loaning that money. Okay, I don't want to get into too much financial stuff, but I think it's interesting that you actually hear, you know, Gary Cohn, you know, the CEO, President Gary Cohn, that is, said low volatility in interest rates are the things that are holding in tight ranges, which have resulted in a, quote, abnormal trading market. Now, this is very interesting when you consider, you know, like I said, the duality of the news we're hearing about the finance, you know, the whole finance spectrum and the recovery and new jobs and all this stuff about the recession coming to an end. You know, I've understood recently that even George Soros has sold huge amounts of his stock. I believe it's in Citigroup, Bank of America, and J.P. Morgan. You know, these companies don't really have a lot to fly on right now. There's what they call the capital control measures they were trying to put into effect, a lot of other things that are similar. But this is a good portion of the financial spectrum that we're looking at right now, and we'll keep you informed about as we have for a long time. And other factors, of course, weigh in on all this as well. Another story I'm going to get to is, let's see if I can find it down here. I'm going to whip back through the, yes. Now we know from Washington's blog, of course, May 27, 2014, gold manipulation is out in the open. Isn't that interesting? They've manipulated the price of gold way down. And the question is, how long can it continue? Now, I talk a lot about gold and silver, and I have said that they would probably keep the price somewhere between around $1,250, $1,275, and maybe $1,375, maybe cresting just gently over $1,400 an ounce. And I've been pretty accurate for the whole year. Now things are changing a little bit. It dropped about $27, but let's talk a little bit for about what's actually happening according to Washington's blog, and this is May 27th. We've noted for years, for example, here, here, and here, of course they have links there, that gold prices are under manipulation. We pointed out in January and February that gold manipulation is going mainstream. Well, at least one giant bank has been fined for manipulating gold prices and caught red-handed. This is what zoomed-in gold manipulation looks like. And public television channel 3, satellite broadcast through Europe, and especially popular in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, addressed the issue head-on. Now, they have an actual segment of this broadcast. But Jim Rickards was asked how long gold manipulation could continue now that the cat is out of the bag. I mean, they used to call us conspiracy theorists when we said that they were manipulating the price of gold, and now it's mainstream news, okay? Jim Rickards was asked how long the gold manipulation could continue now that the cat is out of the bag. He basically answered, until the physical shortage of gold leads to a large buy order not being fulfilled, especially given the demand shock coming from China and India. The demand shock coming from China and India. Friends, there is virtually no physical gold in any great amount right now, in any great quantity on the market. None. I mean, you go to some of these big gold dealers like, you know, APMEX or Gainesville or Blanchard or some of these others. Look at the people, Boston Bullion. Look at what they have on hand. I mean, they're down to very little physical gold, and even silver is even worse. I mean, they can't keep Silver Eagles stocked. As soon as the mint produces them, they're gone within hours. I mean, people are buying gold. They're not selling it right now. I mean, whatever manipulation intent was there in order to create a shortage, an artificial shortage, by basically putting the producers of gold, who have to have about $1,450 an ounce to keep in business, going, that is gone now. They can't get to it because the American mines and so many others in the Western world cannot produce gold and sell it on the market at $1,250 an ounce. And so there is virtually no gold being produced in a lot of the industrial world. It is coming in from a few mines that are very rich in ore, in places like that where they have virtually slave labor. And they want to keep the price up high enough to where the bottom doesn't drop out. But as we see here in this story, it's only a matter of time until as it says here, that until the big orders start coming in for gold and there isn't anything there, the people like the Chinese and India have been the Indians, that is, have been buying gold in massive amounts in the last few years. China, I believe, will surpass the United States in having, of course, if the United States really even has any gold, is the question left in Fort Knox, but they should have the real thing in China, to the tune of about 8,000 ounces, or I'm sorry, 8,000 metric tons, not ounces. They should have something to the effect of about 8,000 metric tons, probably within the next year to 18 months, because some speculators have said they're already over about 7,000 and admitting to having about 4 to 5. So they are collecting gold very quickly in China and in Russia and in India, while nobody seems to know where the gold that the Federal Reserve has is hiding, or if it even exists, or where, if it does. Okay, friends, we'll be back after the break and try to take a couple calls and finish up the night. Hang in.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
get loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Ladies and gentlemen, back again for the final segment. Yeah, you know, it starts getting late, doesn't it? Final segment of the Bob Tuscan Show, and I'm glad to have all of you along. And I've got three calls. You know, of course, we're not going to probably be able to get to all of them, but I'm going to try. Let's see if we can take them in order and get some comments from somebody other than me for a little bit. And let's go to Fred in Iowa. Fred, are you there? Yo, Fred. Hey, Fred. How you doing, man?
Barry Medlin.
Oh, good. Good.
you have been reading my mind, especially before the bottom of the hour. I'd like to talk for 3 or 4 or 5 hours, but I don't think that's that much time. I would like to co-host with you or Clint Richardson. But what I've got to say is, and it's late now, but to hear from first-time callers. And first-time callers, thing you feel really strongly, passionately about. And maybe a lot of
well, Fred, hey, Fred, you're breaking up, buddy. I don't know what we've got a problem with your connection. I'd love to have your comments and even a co-host sometime, but... What? Go ahead and try again, man. Let's see if we can hear you.
I would like to hear from first-time callers.
Yeah, we do need to hear from some first-time callers because we have a lot of good people that listen and call in and have a lot of good things to say. And we have people sometimes that call us even from places like Ireland, and it's in the wee hours of the morning there. And, you know, we hear from people in Australia occasionally, and word is getting out all over the world. About what's going on. It's not just in the United States, friends. Fred, you're breaking up a little bit. I'm gonna try to go ahead and let you go and let's see if we can get to Bill in Idaho though. And Bill, we've heard from many times, but Dr. Bill, how are you doing, sir?
Well, constantly blessed and certainly appreciative of your efforts for the Republic, you and Bob and everybody else. Certainly engineering, boy. If we were able to have the board, engineering would be the one that would, certainly guide us through this along with a lot of prayer. Nonetheless, I just wanted to mention, you know, your blacklisted guy is absolutely terrific. You're a great interview. Hopefully one of our re-presenters would be brave enough to be a first-time caller and actually call in and tell the people what really is going on that they're not hearing from the pulpit here behind enemy lines. I truly appreciate them going over to Sir David at SirDavidAndrew.com. If they can't be first-time listener callers, that they'd actually go and study up on Edgar Steele, FreeEdgarSteele.com. But in this case, Sir David at SirDavidAndrew.com, have you had a chance to look at Norman William Griggs's complete forensics of the initial assault on Edgar Steele and his family? I might mention the very sick Edgar Steele sitting in a federal supermax as a political prisoner.
No, I haven't, and I know you've mentioned it many times. I did follow up on Rod Class, but I haven't had a chance to get to that. I will check it out. Can you find that out at SirDavidAndrew.com? Is that where that information is, or is that another location?
Yeah, it's prominently on, I believe, the face of Sir David at SirDavidAndrew.com. But it's Norman William Griggs, Pro Libertat. In regard to Edgar Steele, there's also Uncommon Common Sense, following the Our Patriot Heritage, who wrote a series in 2003, kind of like a manifesto of liberty. And certainly that would be the reason why the Queen's men would capture him and place him at risk of prisoner of war. And enemy of state, because if they read Uncommon Sense 2003 on Sir David at SirDavidAndrew.com, it'll explain so very well why more people need to be listening to Rod Class and turn off the cable TV. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
You capture Edgar Steele, make sure that the hope it would remain very moribund and silent here in this area, and that nobody would be able to oppose him in or at law. That was their first mistake. I really appreciate you and Johnny B. making an issue of making sure that Mr. Steele is well recognized internationally as a prisoner of war and an enemy of the state presently. That's under Geneva War Crimes. They are in so much trouble, this court. Steve, you could head up a small a committee that would literally sue their ITs out and refinance and restructure everything that Fred would hope best for republicbroadcasting.org. But nonetheless, it's a sincere pleasure and a bittersweet honor to be able to visit with you periodically. But Locke, La Cabrera is your only contact in Bundy recall country, and apparently there's been some sort of mishap or difficulty. If you keep in your prayers and make sure that he recovers from this most recent setback, because it's certainly a setback for the Republic. But I'd say you're on the winning side, and these criminals don't stand a chance.
Well, I think you're right. You know, in the long run, I think we're catching up with them very quickly, but we're still way behind, as you know, Bill. And it's going to take more effort, more energy, more information. The plight of Edward Steele is something we're going to have to look into. And possibly, does he have an attorney or anyone representing him on the outside in this at this point, Bill? Anybody that we could get in touch with?
Well, actually, there is an entry of appearance for his situation, but that particular Wesley is just as serpentish as Wes Summerton here in Coeur d'Alene with the foul blow group over there at Mr. McHugh's office, the public prosecutor. And I don't hold a lot of confidence for that representation.
Right.
It'll be the individual that actually causes it to happen. The Second Chronicles 7:14.
Right. Mm-hmm. If my people, and that means us, you know, oddly enough, I think I'm extremely disappointed. And I often talk to people, and of course I know that you feel the same way, Fred, who was on before you. I sometimes feel like we are talking to the church people about the things that the church won't talk to the people about. And there are a lot of people out there who, you know, have faith, have a relationship with the Master, and are quite aware of 9/11 and quite aware of the things that are going on here and all of the just disgusting things that have happened in this country while we sleep. And the churches won't address these issues from the pulpit. And I really feel like this is an important part of what I'm doing here. That's my mission. That's why I'm here, okay? I'm not trying to, you know, I would rather than evangelize people, I would rather just show the light to folks and especially try to put heat on all of the clergy and people in this country. Of course, there's people in the journalistic trade as well, and I came out of that, as you know. And, I mean, there's so many people who have dropped the ball in their responsibility here, and I want to be a part of that change, and I appreciate you, Bill, for your work and the things you've been through as well that I've learned about. So, yeah, we'll follow up on Edward Steele and read up on SirDavidAndrew.com and find the entire issue and get informed on it. So next time we discuss this, I won't be still in the dark there, but I do appreciate that. Hey, I'm going to try to get to one more call, Bill. Let's see if we can do it. And it's Mark in Oregon. And Mark, you're going to be the last one. You got a couple minutes or maybe a minute, my friend.
Yeah, maybe
ahead.
A minute. What can I do in a minute?
I don't know. It's
well,
up to you.
I guess I'm too frequent of a caller. I'm not worth your time anymore.
Well, no, you actually have a lot of good things to say, but sometimes it's only a minute. And maybe not
anyway, do you, I have a fundamental question for you, Steve, real short. Do you, being a man of faith, do you believe we're under God's judgment in America? Do you think this country's under God's judgment as we speak right now or not?
Oh, absolutely. It is. But it hasn't really hit yet, Bill. I mean, Mark, it hasn't hit yet. It's coming, though. And, you know, it'll be very apparent when it
does. Like Dimitri Dudeman's prophetic apparent, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be very apparent when it does. And,
Looks like we're headed right there.
Okay, buddy. Hey, we got to run. We are out of time on the Bob Tuscan Show. I'll be back on Friday, but Bob will be back tomorrow night. Stay tuned to RBN. Thanks to our producer, Dan, who has been very good at hanging in there. Ben Swan coming up next.
Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.